Lac La Biche County's Protective Services Department held a tribute ceremony on Monday morning for two Edmonton Police Service officers killed earlier in March on a call to a West Central Edmonton apartment. The ceremony was held at the same time a regimental funeral was held in Edmonton for EPS Constables Travis Jordan and Brett Ryan. The two officers were shot and killed on March 16 by a 16-year-old teen as they arrived at the scene of a complaint in Edmonton's Inglewood area near the Westmount Shopping Centre. Lac La Biche County Community Peace Officers, trainees in the community's current Peace Officer Training Program, and Alberta Conservation Officers who are also in training sessions, joined Lac La Biche County Fire Services personnel, municipal staff and council members in the ceremony at the Protective Services Building on Beaver Hill Road. Wreaths were laid outside the Lac La Biche County Building in honor of the fallen officers. Lac La Biche County's Manager of Enforcement Services Chris Clark said the deaths are felt by all first responders and residents in every community. In Edmonton, thousands of people, including uniformed officers from all branches of emergency services, lined a procession route leading from the Alberta Legislature to the public ceremony at Rogers Place on Monday. Among those in attendance were first responders from the Lac La Biche area. Following the presentation of the wreaths at the Lac La Biche ceremony, 2 minutes of silence was given. Flags across the community have been lowered to half-mast since the officers were killed. Similar tributes have been held in communities across the Lakeland, the province and the country in recent days. The teenager believed to be responsible for the shooting deaths of Constables Brett Ryan and Travis Jordan took his own life after killing the two officers and injuring another person in the apartment. More coverage of the regimental funeral held in Edmonton can be found here.